Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. Every Wednesday, I go on a little radio station in Green Bay, and they talk about the Lions. They do it with the Bears and the Vikings. They go around the NFC North. And they asked me this question, and I was like, A, that's a very good question. B, I'm stealing that question. I'm using it on my show. So here is the question that they put to me, and I'll put it now to you, Stoney. Mm-hmm. The Lions currently in the NFC North are in last place.
Correct.
They are 2-3. Obviously, they are way the division has gone right now. They are a game out of first place. So theoretically, do the Bears play this weekend?
I think the Bears have a bye.
Yeah. Are they New England?
Oh, that's right.
The Bears play
week?
The Pats. Yeah. So the Packers have a bye.
Right.
So maybe they now see 3-3 would still be behind 3-2-1. So I was going to say on Sunday night, Monday morning, the Lions could be tied for first place. That can't be the case. But within 2 weeks, the Lions could theoretically be either tied for or all alone in first place. So they are technically a game out of first. Which of those two statements, while both true, the Lions are in last place, the Lions are a game out of first place, is the truer of the two statements, Stoney?
The Lions are in last place. I mean, I thought the question was going to be, are the Lions closer to a last place team or a first place team?
No. Which of those two statements do you find truer? The Lions are a last place team or the Lions are a game out of first?
The Lions are a last place team.
Okay. But they're a game out of first.
Well, then they're both true, and I can't say both. So I'm asking.
What's truer?
The Lions are a last place team.
How can that be truer when the other thing's true as well? They're equally true.
Because I think in my perception of my mind, the Lions are closer to being a last place team than they are being a division winner.
Watching a ping pong match going in Stoney's head right now.
Are you asking me how it's going to finish up?
No, I'm not asking you how it's going to finish up. We don't do predictions on the show for Fridays at 6:30 when we do our picks.
Well, there's no correct answer.
What do you
this.
Think? What
coming
they,
up yes. Friday at 6:30?
Do I think the Lions
Stoney
are?
Stoney still tries to answer.
Well, I'm staying with my answer because I think the Lions are closer to being a last place team than being a first place team.
Well, they are in last place, so that's technically true.
Yes, exactly.
They're technically a game
out of first place too. Right. So they're both true.
All right, this is Jamie's looking for this. When you go up to your buddy and you're like, "The Lions are in last place, man."
Right.
Or the Lions are only a game out of first.
Right. If you were writing the promo for Fox for Sunday, would you say the last place Lions?
No, because they don't do those things.
Let me finish. Or would you say they're only a game out of first? Here come the Lions.
Because I was doing a promo to get people to watch.
Well,
I would do the last
promo. It's like last week when
my perception is the Lions are a last place team.
Okay.
Okay, so in this situation, my cup is half empty.
Okay.
How about this? A team that is a game out of first wins these next two games. A last place team loses one of these two games.
Okay. The Lions are a game out of first in a division in which they are the only undefeated team against division opponents.
They've only played one game.
Did what I say was not true? Was what I said not true?
The Lions wear blue at home most of the time.
So do the Bears, though. They have that in common. It's a terrible example. Right
no,
there.
It's not. You're just giving like facts that are like, okay, the Lions are the only team in the division whose point differential is minus 12.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, look, they have given up more points than the Bears. They have scored fewer points than the Bears.
Yeah.
They've actually given up fewer points than both the Vikings and the Packers. But then again, both those teams have played one more game. So they're giving up more points on average than those two teams.
So the Lions and the Vikings have a minus point differential, and the Bears and the Packers are a plus point differential.
Look, I think what I was trying to do here, and maybe I should have done it when you had a little bit more coffee in your system, was essentially to do kind of like what we talked about yesterday with the blue dress or the brown dress, right?
Yeah.
What, you can look at one thing and have two different opinions on it. So that's what I was kind of going for. I wasn't actually looking for a factual answer.
I know. That's why I said the Lions are closer to a last place team.
Right. But
you kept saying they are in last place.
I know, but you didn't really give a reason other than they are in last place. What? I guess
they can't stop the run. They're a last place team. Thank you.
All right, next topic.
Well, that's my opinion. I think. What else do you want?
I don't know. We're on for 4 hours. We try to kind of expound upon things. I'm trying.
And I think the question is absurd, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
Where did you lose me, or where did I lose you?
I just think he's looking for your perspective on the team.
Do you think my question's absurd?
No, I don't actually.
Here's my thing. Okay. I think the Lions are – I'll answer it for myself. Okay. I think the Lions are a last-place team. I think that's the truer of the two statements.
Exactly.
And the reason – okay, done.
No.
Because –
is the Penn State game a night game?
Because
– we don't know yet.
Because I think the teams ahead of them, other than the Bears, have underachieved to this point. I think Green Bay can be better than they've played. I think Minnesota can be better than they played. And – the one thing I'll say about the Lions through five games that I can say with any certainty whatsoever is that the fluke was the Jets game. That was the fluke. That game was the anomaly. They are not that bad, okay? Are they as good as they played against the Patriots? I'm not sure about that either.
No.
But they're not as bad as the Jets.
True.
So if you erase
correct.
The Jets game from the conversation, you are talking about a 2-2 team. Okay, a 2-2 team is more about what this team is. I think they are around a 500 team. I think the Packers and the Bears and the Vikings are all better than that. So if I have my choices between a team that's closer to being that team that's right on the edge of being in first place or a team that's a last place team, I guess I would have to say that they're a last place team.
And I still think, we talked about this the other day, I still think the Vikings are the best team in the division. I still think the Vikings will win the division. And for whatever reason, whether it's the Lions can't stop the run or the Lions are ineffective in certain aspects of their offense, to my liking right now, they're not as good as those three teams. That's the answer.
Here's my thing, though. I think you can find warts with every single team
True.
In this division.
Yes.
I don't. Here's my biggest problem with the Vikings. Kirk Cousins has a tendency to turn the ball over a lot in like singular games and cost his team. And that happened once this year already. And I don't trust him because of that Buffalo game. I don't know what – I watched a lot of that game. I don't know what the heck was happening there.
That was their Jet game.
But I don't trust them yet. The Packers, I think, are a very flawed team. I think they're basically a one-man team at this point in many ways. And they've been very – they're fortunate to be where they are. And then –
the Bears depends on Trubisky.
The Bears had their anomaly game the other way with Tampa. That they're not that good. And then they have screwed up and lost two road games they really should have won, and they blew them in the fourth quarter. So it's like, what team is that? They should have won that Packer game. They should have won last week. They should be 5-1. But a young team loses close road games.
But they do have defense. Defense normally travels, didn't last week. And I'm looking at point differential here. The Bears' point differential is second in the NFC behind the Rams, ahead of the Saints.
But again, 48-10, Buck game. All weighing that.
That's true.
Just like
That's
the
true.
Lions
That's
is
true.
Being weighted.
Jamie, on Ticket Text, it seems like we're both in last place. Jamie, you said this was a good question. This is the dumbest question ever.
No, the dumbest question ever was one that Stoney posed in an email a few weeks ago that we never got to, and I can't even say what it is on the air.
I don't remember which one it was.
It was about two Canadian hockey players who got married.
Oh. That wasn't that dumb.
Oh, no. It was dumb.
Now people want to know.
Yeah, see? Yeah, you tease people.
Okay, fine. This was an idea that Stoney had for a topic.
And well,
the topic
just,
was
just,
two women got married, right? Two a member of
Rivals.
Team, a member of Team Canada and a member of Team USA got married. Two women female hockey players.
Right.
And Stoney said, what would happen if Henrik Zetterberg married Sidney Crosby?
I said it half as a joke, but half curiosity as well.
Could I have a candidate for the worst question ever asked?
Coach, looking ahead, next week you have an opponent who tends to treat their matchup with you like it's the Super Bowl, Game 7 of the World Series, and overtime Stanley Cup playoffs all rolled into one. After you savor tonight's win, What do you think you can do to help your team get up and match that level of intensity?
We'll be really intense for it.
We still know who the questioner is, though, do we? No idea.
My point in that hockey conundrum or stupid question was there's such a double standard in life. But that's just the way the world is. That's all. All right, let's see. The Lions, they have to jump three teams that are better than them, and they're in last, period. How about this? The Lions could end up with 7 wins this season, beating Green Bay, Minnesota, and Chicago both times each, and still not go to the playoffs. Laughing my ass off, that's Jerry in Dearborn.
Why is he laughing his ass off?
Because he probably just is one of those, oh, the Lions, same old Lions. One of those guys.
Okay.
Is my guess.
Jamie and Stoney, 97, won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.